Hey everybody, today I watched Seven, directed by David Fincher and starring Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt, and Gwyneth Paltrow. This is part 9 of my 18-part review. It starts at minute marker 56 and ends at 1 hour and 3 minutes. We start by finishing up the hospital scene with a doctor describing how Victor, the victim, has gone through excruciating pain, and he still has hell to look forward to. We move on to Somerset at home listening to the Charlie Parker Quartet playing Now's the Time, when Tracy gives him a call. She wants to talk to him. She doesn't know anybody else in the city. She asks to meet him the next morning. So they meet in a diner, and she confides in him how awful the city is. She was a teacher, and she's looking around at all the schools, and conditions are awful. They're horrible. And she's pregnant. They're going to have a baby. She wants to have kids, but she hates the city. It's an awful place. And Somerset tells her a story about how his significant other back in the day also got pregnant, and he didn't think they should have a baby, and he convinced her not to after weeks of persistence. And so he gives her this advice that because they're every day, at some point in every day, he thinks about maybe they should have had the baby. That if she does decide not to have it, to not tell David. So that it doesn't, presumably so that it doesn't eat him up as it did him. And if she does have the baby, to spoil it every chance she gets. And that's all his advice. He gets paged to go into the headquarters. I'm not sure why. I don't think they even address why, because we cut to the list of the sins on the chalkboard, and they just seem to be just looking at it, not doing much. Don't know why they needed to page him to get in there and just sit around. Maybe they mentioned it and I totally missed it. I don't know. It's kind of late at night. I can miss some details as well. So we have three of the sins crossed out. I was going to talk a little bit about the sins. I thought it was interesting that in the Bible, you don't actually get these exact words about what the sins are. And it looks like from the book of Proverbs 6:16 through 19 that the Lord hateth six things, and there are seven things that are an abomination unto him. And those seven things, I don't know if the six things are included, like saying that six of these things he hateth, and then also there's a seventh thing that he doesn't hate but it's still an abomination to him, or if there's a separate six list of six things and then seven. So this list says a hot, disdainful look, which has to be one of the most difficult things to keep from doing, I guess. I'm not exactly sure what hot means. Not H-O-T, but H-A-U-G-H-T. I'm gonna look that up. I'm guessing it's like very deliberate or something like that. High in one's own estimation. Oh, okay. Makes sense. Okay, next is a lying tongue. Sure, that makes sense. Hands that shed innocent blood. Of course. A heart that devises wicked plots. Mm-hmm. Feet that are swift to run into mischief. That one's okay, I guess. A deceitful witness that uttereth lies. Now, that one is just pretty much the same as the second one, a lying tongue. I'm not sure what exactly makes that different to require its own line, its own line, a line item. And then him that soweth discord among brethren. And now this is all according to the Wikipedia page. I don't have a Bible open to these spots at the moment. There's another list in Galatians 5:19 through 21, but it's a long list. It is such a long list. Wow. We've got adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery. So what? Sorcery. Oh, man. Guys, don't commit sorcery. Come on now. Hatred, variance, emulations. Now, if you have ROMs of old NES games, that's one of the seven deadly sins. So get those cleared out of there. Get yourself a classic console and get the actual copies. I mean, not that the original companies are getting money from you doing that, but you know. Wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings. Envyings. That's a weird. I've never heard it in that form of a word before. Murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Oops. And such like. As I smack everything on my table with my hands. So anything kind of like that stuff also. That's a quite a long list of stuff. Mainly don't be a bad person. I think that's good. Be a good person and try. I think that then having this whole list of stuff, whether it's six or 20 things, so be a good person and try. Put effort into it. All right, so they're talking about Victor and how there'd be his rent would be paid at the beginning of every month, just cash in the landlord's mailbox. And the landlord said there's no complaints from or about apartment 306. And Mills says a landlord's dream, paralyzed tenant with no tongue who pays on time. So they're just frustrated with waiting for something to happen. Mills starts talking about how this guy is a lunatic, and Somerset says it's dismissive to call him a lunatic, don't make that mistake. And just as we're ending this segment, he starts to go into that he's not depending on luck. And I imagine the next bit of dialogue is him explaining how everything is very exactly planned, that there's a very exact purpose for this. I mean, if it just some lunatic wouldn't go to the trouble of paying rent for a full year to get discovered, deliberately in the way that it was, among all the other things that that have come up in the case so far. So this is, I think things are, I mean, things have been interesting this whole time already, and we are now halfway through the film. The end of this segment is the exact halfway mark. So I am really looking forward to the next half. I hope you are as well. Let me know what you thought of part 9 and parts 1 through 8 by tweeting me. We have a new Twitter account just for Today I Watched. It's TIW Podcast. So check it out. Tweet me on there. And also be sure to visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time. Bye.